Okay, so we've been discussing again the sugya of mitzvah d'rabbanan d'oraisa, the middle of the different versions of the d'oraisa camp, right within the normative approach that mitzvah kriya shema is d'oraisa. Are there many different perspectives, different versions about? Okay, so what's the shear of the mitzvah d'oraisa? So there can be a total of five different versions, right? Version number one is that it's pasuk rishon. Is that two shiurim ago? Version number two, that it's Parsha Rishona. Version number three is that it's two Parshios. And then we're going to see the last two versions today. So again, what is the next version, right? Right after saying two Parshios, what's the next natural step? Exactly. To say the third Parsha of Vayomer is also integrated into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Before we see the actual Mefarshim who say this, let's take a step back and analyze what are the themes, what are the potential themes of the third Parsha such that there would be a tzad to say that this third Parsha is included within the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So I have to ask you, right, what is one of the themes of the, or what is the, I'll say the primary theme of the third Parsha? Okay, good. One of them is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's at the end. Tzitzis, which is a trigger of all mitzvahs. Yes, so we're going to go in that order, but we're going to get to Ariel's point soon. So the first theme, first potential reason for why the third parsha would be integrated into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is because the theme of Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. And again, as Boaz mentioned, right, the Kabbalah's all mitzvahs in the third parsha of Vayomer comes through the mitzvah of tzitzis, right? The pasuk says, you look at the tzitzis, you're going to remember all of the mitzvos. A little bit later, so it's very clear from the psukim that the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis is that you look at the tzitzis, and that's going to remind you to perform all of the mitzvos. So as we said earlier, this idea of Kabbalah's old mitzvos connects to Kriyat Shema. How? Gabriel, how? Why does old mitzvahs connected to Shema and Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim?
That's a relationship with
Hashem. Exactly. As we develop, because if Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim is not just the belief, but the consequence of that belief, the totzah of that belief, which is, therefore, you have to now keep all the mitzvahs, so then, with that perspective, you can understand why the theme of Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim, not only in the second parsha, but also in the third parsha, would be connected to the overall din of Kriyat Shema and Kabbalah's Olmach HaShemayim. So where do we see, where are the makoros which highlight this theme of Kabbalah's old mitzvos in the third parsha? Which Gemara points to this idea? The Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Beis. So if you turn to the Gemara in Yud Beis Amud Beis, Ari, you got it there? Right, the Gemara here is discussing, right, the first two parshas, so the connection to Kriyat Shema is more obvious. The third parsha, the big question is, what is it to do with, right, what is it about and what does it do with Kriyat Shema? So the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Beis before the Mishnah is asking you this exact question. Why is this third parsha included in the mitzvah? What is it all about? So go for it, Ari. Chamisha or Shisha. Fine, right? Stop there for now. Right, so the first three in the list, right? For now, we're going to focus on the number one and the number three, the mitzvah of tzitzis, which triggers all mitzvahs. We'll get back to Yetzias Mitzrayim in just a moment. And the reason why we're focusing on the first three, right? How is it clear from the Gemara that there's a difference between the first three and the last three on the list? Right, the last three, just continue on just really quickly. Vidas. Right, here are Avera, here are Vodazara. How can you tell from the Gemara itself that there's a chilik between the first three and the last three? Exactly. The Gemara, right, in the continuation says, Bishlam of the first three. Of course, it's Mefurish. What about the last three? It brings Drashos, right? It's even clear from the Gemara itself that the first three are the main themes. And when you look to Makoros like the Rambam, that's why the Rambam is going to be mentioning the first three and sort of ignores the last three, because it's clear that those are not the Iker themes, but it's rather, you know, extra. Yeah. Yeah, there's a Gilead on the side that says six. There's an alternative Girsa which says six. Right? You see the Gilead? So, yeah. The other option is that you combine some of the other two, like here or there, here or Bodhisattva. Obviously, theoretically, you can combine those. But Bipashas, the better Girsa is six. Oh. So the first reference to the theme of Kabbalah's all mitzvos, again, is this Gemara, when it references both tzitzis, which is a trigger of all mitzvos. Correct. Because there is the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the fact that it then reminds you of all mitzvahs. But as we'll see now in the Rambam is going to really view that as really just one idea. So the next makor, right, which highlights this theme of Kabbalah's all mitzvahs in the third parsha, is the Rambam. We're going to be going back to this Rambam a couple times today. So the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Beis. Right, again, when it's discussing the Seder HaParshios, in each one, I'm discussing the Seder of the Parshios, it characterizes each Parsha. Harold, do you have it? When it comes to the third, is it Achakach Parsha Tzitzis at the end of Halakha Beis?
Achakach Parsha Tzitzis, Shagam Yeshua Tziwa Yisgiris Kol Mitzvah.
Right, so when the Rambam in this Halakha captures what is the third Parsha all about, it says, oh, right, it's all about the old Mitzvah, Zechiras Kol HaMitzvahs. So from the Gemara in Yubez and Beis, and from the Rambam in Aleph Beis, again, seems right to be highlighting this theme of Kabbalah's old mitzvos, which we pointed out, we can, based on past Shirim, easily understand why the theme of Kabbalah's old mitzvos is connected to Kriyat Shema, because old mitzvos is a consequence of the belief of Kabbalah's old Malchus Shamayim. Good. Before we go to the next theme, just really quickly, right, as sort of Boaz is getting to, is the psukim here, right, are using tzitzis somehow as a trigger for all mitzvos, right? Resemble. So zchartem is kol mitzvos Hashem. So what's the obvious question on the pasuk? How does looking at tzitzis, how is that going to remind you about all the mitzvos? So let's really quickly look through just a couple of the rishonim on the psukim and go through three different, you know, answers in terms of what exactly, how do you draw in the line between somehow looking at the mitzvah of tzitzis and why the mitzvah of tzitzis is a trigger for all mitzvahs of Hashem? So whenever you're learning Rishonim on the Chumash, who's the first Rishon you look to?
Rashi.
So Yisrael David, what's Rashi's like pretty famous idea?
The word tzitzis in gematria is 600 plus the strings and the knots.
Exactly. Right. So Rashi has this famous gematria idea, right? The gematria is 600. You add the 8 strings. You add the 5 knots. Boom, 613. Right. Nice idea. Just a little difficult on a pshat level, just because, you know, I don't know about you guys. I mean, when you see things, you're like, is gematria the first thing that comes to mind? Presumably not. And even here, it's not even gematria. You're doing some math. You're doing algebra. You're adding the knots and the and the strings, and again, so besides the Ramban's technical questions about, okay, is that really, are all those things even d'oraisa? Just on a simple level, right, Rashi's Mahalach seems not to be the push shot, because why is looking at tzitzis and somehow the connections just going to be the gematrias and adding these different factors, again, makes Rashi's pshat not the easiest to understand. Which brings us then to the Ramban. So the Ramban, after asking all his kashas, quotes a very, very famous Gemara about how the tzitzis reminds us of mitzvos. What does Ramban say? Exactly, tcheles. What's the famous Gemara? Menachos. Because the blue of the tcheles reminds us of the blue in the yam. The blue in the yam reminds you of the blue in the rakia. And then that reminds you of the kisei hagavah. So again, also a famous idea. One problem, one issue with that Ramban, again, it's also a little far-fetched, you know. You really make that connection, you see the blue and the sea and the rakia. Again, it also seems to be a little bit of a far-fetched notion that just seeing the tcheles is, boom, going to remind you of the kisei hakavod when you connect the dots in this way. That's one issue. The other issue is that if you look at the psukim, right, yes, the psukim mentions tcheles, but what do the psukim make it sound like is going to be the reminder of the mitzvos? The entire tzitzis. Right? If you look at the psukim, it says, Vasu lehem tzitzis, on konfevi dehem, blah, 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 blah. Vayelachem le tzitzis, resem also, presumably going on the tzitzis as a whole. So the Ramban, who says that the zechira is coming specifically al yedei the tzchilis, again, doesn't seem to be the simplest, you know, pshat in the psukim, which seems to be drawing a connection between tzitzis and, you know, mitzvos, while according to Ramban, it's really all about the tchelas and not about tzitzis in general. So this leads us to the last explanation, really adopted by both Orach Chaim and the Svarna, who basically are saying the same idea. Anybody want to paraphrase what's the yesod of the Orach Chaim and the Svarna? What does tzitzis represent that function as a reminder for all mitzvos? Ari? Exactly, right? It's like the stamp of the king. In what sense? That when you're wearing a special beged, where the only reason, right, Jack, why are you wearing that beged? Only because Hashem told you to. So when you look at the beged that you're only wearing because you are following the mitzvos, because you're following that mitzvah, that is a reminder to do all mitzvos. Right? It's like a very simple, right? It's a very rational idea that because tzitzis is a mitzvah, and therefore whenever you look at it, it is a representation of mitzvos, because it is a mitzvah. So basically, you're wearing a beged, which is l'shem mitzvah, so therefore, anytime you see it, you're going to then be reminded to keep all mitzvos, and they both say it's a symbol of being an Eved Hashem. Right, so wherever you go, you have this symbol that I am wearing this because I'm an Eved Hashem. Therefore, let me continue to be an Eved Hashem. Okay. As a side, always important to know these things. Actually, on Shabbos, I was walking with my kids to main camp. All of a sudden, the security card in the car all of a sudden stops. I get a little nervous. She stops. She asks me, "I notice you have these strings out of your pants. Like, why do you do that?" So I gave, as simple as possible. A reminder to do, to fulfill all the commandments of God. I didn't go further than that. And she asked the Bam Kasha, "Why don't women have to wear it?" So my head is spinning, like, "Hey, where do I go with this?" So I just gave, on the spot, I gave the, Judaism is mock, I didn't say mock, but Judaism pays careful attention to men and women having different dress. Dressing differently, and therefore this is part of, men dress, and therefore that was my answer on the spot. But either way, so the point is, you never know, when you're going to be, drilled by a local security guard, so always good to be holding, right, once earlier in the year, Shinantum Vanacha, Altagagin, right? I always have everything on your fingertips. Okay, moving right along. So Adkan was the first Mahalach. Again, the first theme for why you would potentially include the third parsha of Vayomer in Kriyat Shema is because of its theme of Ol Mitzvos, and again, the connection, as Gabriel told us, between Ol Mitzvos and Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Ariel, what's the other potential theme? Exactly. Is it Tzias Mitzrayim? Because we know in the last pasuk, very important to be medayik in this, in the last pasuk in the parsha of Vayomer, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher otzisi aschem me'eretz Mitzrayim lios lachem le'elokim ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right? So again, the other potential reason why the third parsha would be included is because of this reference to zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim at the end of the parsha. And the Ramban is a world famous Ramban in Shmos develops why are there so many mitzvos teaching so many mitzvos dedicated to remembering yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, David, what's the idea? Why is that such a fundamental thing that so many mitzvahs are dedicated to remembering this historical event of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why is that so important? You remember? Anybody remember? Jack?
God has hashgach on the world.
Beautiful. It shows that not only did God create the world, but he has the ability to intervene in this world whenever he so chooses. So we reference back to Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the miracles, all the overt miracles involved in that to remind us that Hashem is the all-powerful being who not only created the world, but again is continually being mashkiach, continually running the world. So, especially based on that Ramban, why is that connected in any way to Shema? What is that? That's Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. Because once you remember that Hashem is the continual ruler of the world, he's the one and only God who is continually running the world, that is a prat, that's an aspect, another proof of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, as we're going to see in a moment. So again, whether you take the first theme of Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos, which connects to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, or you take this focus on Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which also connects to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, either one, again, as we're going to see, is going to connect to the overall theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, and that's why there's going to be a tzad in certain mefarshim to include it in the mitzvah d'oraisa Kriyat Shema. Yeah, both.
We're saying all three parshas are derisa. Yeah. So But if, why couldn't you have gotten this from the second part, like this, like the Hayah? You could have gotten, you know, the Hayah from the Tishmei on the Kosai, you see, like, about the mitzvah.
Oh, you're asking the first? You say not in the Yetzias and Tzrayim one.
Hey, why you need, but like, why you need this paragraph to teach you these messages? You have the second, you had the first and second paragraph.
You're saying, if it's about all mitzvos,
yeah.
So then why do you need another reference to all mitzvos?
Yeah, why you need
Vayomer? Yeah. So see, in a moment, when the Rambam formulates it in Halacha Beis, he basically says that, remember, as we read earlier, verses of Acharei Avahayim Shemboa, Sheish Bo Tzivoi Al Shar Mitzvos Kulon, Va'acharach Parshat Sisa Shagam Hi Yish Bo Tzivoi Al Zecheres Kol Mitzvos. It sounds like, for the Rambam, for that Tzad, is that it's important to even have an extra parsha, which is about mitzvos. The parsha of Ahaya is more the mitzvos and the scharva onish element of it. And Vayomer, I guess, adds the there being this mitzvah of tzitzis, which is going to be a continual remembrance of the yitzias, of the old mitzvos. That's what it seems like. But according to the second theme, right? According to the second theme that it's about yitzias Mitzrayim, then we understand that each parsha is completely distinct. Right? The first parsha is Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim directly. Second parsha is old mitzvos, and then third parsha is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? That's the benefit of saying that is that each one brings a completely different theme. Again, all connected to the bigger picture of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, but a different, you know, aspect.
That's not kasha that they're all connected to the same thing.
No, it's a good thing because it's all one mitzvah. I mean, in order for it to be all one mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, they have to be all connected to the overall theme of Kriyat Shema.
It's trying the second one to be what? What would it be?
Again, if you think the third parsha is because of all mitzvos, so then this is your ha'ara, then both the second and the third are both about all mitzvos.
Right.
So you have to say, oh, they're coming from different, you know, different aspects. One's the scharva onish element of it.
Right.
The other one is the tzitzis, the continual reminder. The benefit of saying the third parsha is about Yetzias Mitzrayim is that each parsha is a distinct theme, again, which all connects, but at least it's distinct.
What's the distinct thing with the first parsha?
That's directly about Emunas Hashem and then Avas Hashem, etc. So in terms of the Makoros, which establish the second theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have back to the Gemara on Yud Beis Mavez, again, that Ari read before, and the Gemara on Yud Beis Mavez, again, the second one in the list is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and again, it's within the first half of the list, which are the Iker themes. So the Gemara on Yud Beis Mavez, again, is a Makor, which highlights the connection between the third Parsha and and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. And then the Rambam. Where does the Rambam reference Yetzias Mitzrayim? We just read the Rambam who focused on all mitzvos in Aleph Beis. Where does the Rambam focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim? In Aleph Gimel. Right? Anyone have the Rambam out? You got it, Ezra?
Mitzvah Lahaski, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Beyom Velayla, Shnemar Lavan, Dizgor, Beyom Teis, Tom, Erev, Yitzrayim, Poy, Mechayach.
Oh, right, so we'll stop there for now. We'll get back to the last line, obviously. Right, so the Rambam here in Aleph Gimel, right, mentions, there is this theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim in the third Parsha, and that's why the third Parsha is read, Bein Beyom, Ubein Belayla. Right, and as we will see soon, right, the Rav, after quoting Reb Chaim, right, this famous Reb Chaim idea, that the reason why the Rambam doesn't count, right, Zechiras and Yetzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah, and Minyan Mitzvos is because Reb Chaim suggests is because the Rambam includes it within the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and the Rav, based on that, says, right, it works out very nicely with the Rambam's right description in these halachos, where he seems to include the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim within the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and the Rav just adds to it that the only way that the third parsha of Vayomer would be included within the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, right, is if there was a connection between the theme of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyat Shema's theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So again, the Reb Chaim, the Rav idea, highlighting what we were saying before, is that if you were to include Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, within the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, that is only because this theme of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to Kriyat Shema's overall theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. in line with what we were saying before, because Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, proves Hashem's Hashkacha, continuing Hashkacha in this world, and therefore proves that Hashem is the one and only powerful God, in line with the overall theme of Kabbalah's Olmach L'Shamayim. But just important to note, you ever notice, like, the Rambam, though, he put together the Rambam in Aleph Beis, the Rambam Aleph Gimel, is seemingly saying that there are really two different themes to Vayomer. And at first glance, it seems a little strange. Like, pick one. Is the reason why the third parsha is in Kriyat Shema because of Ol Mitzvos, or is it there because of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Right, which one is it? You know, take a stand on the issue. But if, based on everything we've been saying, is that both of those themes are connected to what? Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So then we can understand, right, why it all fits together nicely, right? If this was Machlokes, right, is the third parsha about Ol Mitzvos? Or is it about Yitzias Mitzrayim? And there was no connection between them, so then it would be strange for the Rambam to mention both. But once both themes of Ol Mitzvos and the theme of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim are both connected in their own way to the overall theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, so then it can make sense of why you have a shita like the Rambam who combines both. Because both of them are all about, you're right, highlighting and furthering this overall theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Okay, good. Let's make sure we're on track here. Good. And one other diuk that I'm not sure if this is from the Rav or Rav Chaim, is that, which actually might answer a question that Avram was asking in Seder. Avram was asking, if it's all about Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're talking. Oh, right? Avram was asking, if it's all about, if the reason why we have the third parsha in Shema is because of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then there are many psukim which mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? There are many psukim which reference Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why do we specifically choose, why did the Torah choose this particular parsha? So what's the diuk?
That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara asks,
no? No, but the answer is Yitzias Mitzrayim.
The six things it has.
Okay, good. You're right. So it has other ones also. True. But is there anything special about this particular reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim? Exactly. It's very important. Right? The Rav / Reb Chaim, I'm not sure who has this diuk, right? Very important idea that it's very meduyik in the psukim. That the psukim here don't just reference Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it references in a way which tells us that Yitzias Mitzrayim connects to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. How is that, Ari? What is it? Because before mentioning Asher Otzeis Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim, what does it say? Ani Hashem Elokecha. And then, right, so it starts off by saying Ani Hashem Elokecha, I am your God, meaning, what proves that I am your God? What proves Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim? That I took you out of Mitzrayim. And then it ends, Liyos Lachem Leilokim, in order for me to be your God. So it's very meduyuk in this, that this pasuk, the special, you know, aspect of this pasuk's references to Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's not just a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, but this pasuk specifically highlights that the reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim is there to lead us to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, to lead us to Ani Hashem Elokechem, to lead us to Lios Lachem Leilukim. So that's why it's this parsha specifically, and its reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, which was chosen because it doesn't just reference Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it highlights the connection to Yitzias, that Yitzias Mitzrayim brings us to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. So again, right? Good. So again, Adkan was the analysis for again why. Why would there be a tzad to integrate the third parsha into Kriyat Shema? So that either it's because of the Ol Mitzvos, or it's because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, both of which connect to the overall theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Now let's get to the actual Makoros, right, which seem to accept this Shita, that all three are Da'oraisa. So what's the first Rishon who seems to say this, even though you guys were all asking in Seder that there shouldn't be a Raya from this, but what is the earliest Rishon who possibly says this? Tosos. Let's go back to the Kasha of Tosos on Rashi. You guys, many of you guys were bothered by this Raya. Let's go back. Right, so Tosos is asking on that Rashi and Daf Beis. Right? So again, Elio Sanders, what was Rashi bothered by? What was Rashi talking about? Exactly, right? The Mishnah says that the earliest time to say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis is Tzitzis. So then, how can you miyashiv the Minhag HaOlam at the time to Daven Maariv and thereby Kriyas Shema before Tzitzis? So what does Rashi answer?
Rashi says yes,
exactly, even though you're only saying Parsha Rishona. Right? So Rashi says, don't, Parsha Rishona suffices. Tosis has many kashas in Rashi. What's the first kasha in Rashi? Starting with the Temale Pirusho, it's like three skinny lines down. Oh, so the first kasha of Tosos is that, what do you mean, Rashi? If you're really fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa through Kriyas Shema Lamita, then it shouldn't suffice to only read one parsha during Kriyas Shema Lamita. You should be required to recite all three parshios. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Simen Nun Ches, I guess, Sif, Tesvav. So again, Simen Nun Ches, Sif Tesvav, just cites this Tosos as a raya that Tosos holds that all three parshios are d'oraisa. Right? The fact that Tosos thinks that you need to recite all three parshios to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, it sounds like he thinks that all three parshios are d'oraisa. What's the kasha that you guys all asked me in Seder? Elio, what do you ask? Maybe really Tosos holds. Yeah, maybe Tosos holds that the sheer d'oraisa is less than three. Whatever it is, whether it be two parshios, one parsha, or one plus, whatever it is. Maybe when Tosos says you need to repeat all three parshios, maybe that's because you want to fulfill the takanas chachamim. Right? Everyone agrees that the takanas chachamim mitzvah Kriyas Shema midrabanan is all three. So maybe Tosos is only asking that Rashi, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah bishlei Musa, do all three parshios to fulfill even the mitzvah d'rabanan. Right? And the point of that you guys are all asking is that Tosos never says d'oraisa. So how do you know the fact that Tosos says you need to repeat all three, how do you know for sure that he's talking on a d'oraisa level? Yeah.
It's obviously an indulgence, but can you say that it has to be on a d'oraisa level because if you're a bottom level, they wouldn't make you repeat it once you said it already.
Okay, that's the key. The key is, and again, we already saw this a little bit in Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba, right? Basically, all the Rishonim in the Sugya of Zman Kriyas Shema, which we'll get to as a later Sugya, come out all the Rishonim in that Sugya assume that the mitzvah dirabanan of Kriyas Shema can even be fulfilled before it says. It's like a Vehem Amru, Vehem Amru. Once the Chachamim, right, gave, right, Rishus, right, and said you should daven Maariv, right, after Shkia, before it says, in order to fulfill Tefillah B'Tzibur. So once the Chachamim gave Rishus to Daven Maariv and to say Kriyat Shema at that point, so they also said that you'll fulfill the mitzvah d'Rabbanan of Kriyat Shema at that point. So from the perspective of the mitzvah d'Rabbanan of Kriyat Shema, reading of the three parshios during Maariv, even though it's before it says, that's going to suffice. Therefore, whenever a Rishon talks about the need to repeat Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, that's going to be a good indicator, a good litmus test for what the shear of Kriyat Shema d'Oraisa is. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is medayik in Tosos, because if it was just talking about the mitzvah d'Rabbanan you would have fulfilled already during Maariv after Shkia before Tzeis, and the requirement to repeat Kriyat Shema after Tzeis is only midin the mitzvah d'Oraisa, and therefore when Tosos is makbid to repeat all three, that shows that he holds it all three of d'oraisa. Yeah.
He also could have just, that would have been an easy answer. If he holds it d'rabanan, you could have just said no, d'rabanan. To explain to
you. Yeah, exactly. That seems to be the assumption. Meaning, you're right, it doesn't. But that seems to come out of basically, it's a good Derech Halima question. I would say, when you have a point, when you have an assumption, which is agreed upon by all Rishonim, and min hastam, you're going to assume that another Rishon is going to agree with that assumption, unless you know otherwise. right? You don't assume a machlokes unless you have a reason to. So that's why the simplest read of Tosfos is to assume that he holds that all three are Doraisa, and not to say that, oh, maybe he's disagreeing with that assumption that everyone else agrees with. But it's a fair point. It's not mukhruch, but this is the pashas of Tosfos, given the assumption that everyone else makes that Kriya Shema Midra Rabbanan could be fulfilled even before this. There was another hand, or? Okay, good. Oh, so the first makor for Kriya Shema, that all three parshios being Doraisa, was Tosfos, as understood by the Aruch HaShulchan, and seems to be the Pashas. What's the next Rishon who seems to say this, or at least according to some? The Rambam. Let's go back to the Rambam. Right? If you look at the Rambam's presentation of Mitzvah's Kriya Shema, the simplest understanding of the Rambam seems to be that all three Parshios are D'oraisa. Let's go back to the Rambam, starting with, because you can start with the Koteres, I guess, right? Right? Anyone have the Rambam open? Got it, Ben?
Okay.
Right? So again, already in the Koteris, the Rambam says, you have the Mitzvah Aseh to be Kore Kriya Shema. Again, it's that term, Kriya Shema. We'll get back to that. Halacha Aleph. Right, so you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to be kore kriya shema at night and during the day. Oh. Right, so Pashas, he's still talking about the d'oraisa, right? Right. Never. Right, what is that mitzvah d'oraisa to be kore kriya shema b'layla u'bayom? Shalosh parshios elu. Then Shema, Bahaya, and Vayomer. Then it gets to the Seder. We'll skip that. We read that before. So again, seemingly still talking about Doraisa, mentions the Kriya of all three Parshas. Skip to Halacha Gimel. Fine, that was just the inclusion of the third parsha, even Belaila, because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the key. So, sounds like the Rambam saying, and the Kriya of these three parshios, right, is what's called Kriyat Shema. And it sounds like he's referencing the Kriyat Shema that I mentioned is a mitzvah d'oraisa in the Koteres, and the Kriyat Shema that I mentioned in Halacha Aleph, which again is the d'oraisa. Again, the simple understanding of this Rambam is that all three parshios are d'oraisa. Okay?
Maybe he's saying you have to read all three of them, and like the third one is the Rabbanan.
Again, because he doesn't say that, right? He never mentions, Midrabanan, the third one. Sounds like he's talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa the entire time. Never transitions into d'rabanan mode, as we'll see some, Aruch HaShulchan points this out right explicitly. In fact, he doesn't ever mention, oh, this is d'oraisa, this is d'rabanan. He just says, seems to be describing the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what the pashas of the Rambam seems to be. We're going to look at the Aruch HaShulchan in just a moment, because the Aruch HaShulchan seems to have three rayos from the Rambam that all three are d'oraisa. Yeah.
I didn't see the Aruch HaShulchan here saying, but back in his field, the Rambam first says it's essay, and then he says, oh, d'rabanan, d'rabanan, d'rabanan.
Yeah, the nusach, exactly. Right, all the time, right? Whenever the Rambam has a mitzvah d'oraisa, that certain details of it are d'rabanan, he's not shy about it, like by tefillah. There's a mitzvah sasei to daven. The Rambam is very clear that the nusach tefillah and the zmanah tefillah, right, that's all d'rabanan. And he tells you that, straight up. And that's part of the Aruch HaShulchan's, proof. Anyone have the Aruch HaShulchan with them? Is the Aruch HaShulchan again in Nun Simen Nun Ches, Sif Tezayin, right? Sif Tezvav, you have it? Oh, so let's go. Right, he first quotes the Rambam, right, and then he says that on Kal Lashono. You see right after Ulevad Sheshitzchios. Yeah, go for it. Right. So again, yeah. So Raya number one is just the Pashas of the Lashon, like I said before, the entire time. Right, he's talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa, and he includes within that description of the mitzvah d'oraisa, right, all shalosh parshas. So, raya number one is just the stam lashon. Oh. Oh, so, what's the second raya?
Time will be off.
the reason that he's put
the exactly right, similar to what we've seen this before. Yeah, it's similar. You know, others. If you remember, I think it was the pre-chadash. Pre-chadash had this as a raya from the Mishnah that the two parshios were deraisa. So Aruch HaShulchan is similarly being medayik in the Rambam. He says all three must be deraisa because the Rambam is giving me svaros, right, for the seder akedimus. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, if the Rambam felt that only two or one of them was deraisa and some of them were midrabanan, so then give that as the reason why the deraisas would precede the Dirabanan. So again, raya number one of the Aruch HaShulchan is just stam halashon, right? Just the pashas of the lashon. Raya number two is the fact that he needs a svara to justify the seder parshios, and he doesn't just say, "Oh, daraisas come before Dirabanan." That's raya number two. That that all three are daraisa, and now raya number three.
Like,
this is what Ben was referencing before. If there's a chilu between Darais and Darabanan, the Rambam is not shy about it. V'e, continue. Habalei. You should have broken it down, like what Boaz is saying. Break it down and say, these first two, or these this first their first one is Darais, and the rest is Darabanan. He should have explicated that. The fact that they're Elavadai. Fine. And then he goes out of Kasha of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, right? So Aruch HaShulchan says it's clear in the Rambam for those three reasons. Again, Pashas of the Lashon, the Svaras but the Seder HaKadimus, and the third one being the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention a breakdown. It's clear that it is Do'oraisa. And the Aruch HaShulchan at the end says, what's the big Kasha? Rabbeinu HaGadol, right? Rabbeinu HaKadosh only said Pasuk Rishon, so how does the Aruch HaShulchan answer that? Oh, really? He was Patim from Kriya Shema. I put the I saw the Aruch HaShem, right? Yeah. He says, really, it's a case where he was Patim from Kriya Shema, and therefore he read the first Parsha, first Pasuk, just, you know, because he could. But really, Meikar Adin, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, says the Aruch HaShulchan was Patim from Kriya Shema, and therefore you can't bring a Raya from that being that he only said one Pasuk. Because he said he was being Malame Torah L'Rabbim. Not getting into the details of that right now. That's why he says Pater. Oh. Yeah. So again, the first Achron who says the Pshat and the Rambam is that all three are Do'oraisa, again, is the Aruch HaShulchan. The next Achron to say this is who? Dear to our hearts, Reb Chaim. So let's now look at the bigger piece of Reb Chaim in the context of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay? So again, it's a very, very famous piece of Reb Chaim. Again, it's quoted all over the place. Just happened to have the Siach HaGrid photocopied. It's quoted in a lot of places. So again, right? So what's the big picture? What's the kasha that Reb Chaim is trying to answer? Exactly. Why does the Rambam omit from Minyan HaMitzvos the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right, if you look at the Mishnah on your Beis and Beis, we'll get to it later in the summer. Right, there's a machlokes about the parameters of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether it applies Belayla, whether it applies Yemos Mashiach. But everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah of, seemingly, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why does the Rambam omit it and leave it out? So we're going to skip the first answer about Yemos Mashiach for now. Let's get to the second answer. You see in the middle column, I have photocopied, where the paragraph says, Va'amr Bezeh HaGrach. Alicia, would you mind?
Sure. But Amar Bezeh HaGrach Zatzal Teres Acher. The nearer the mitzvah of Teres Nitzis Mitzrayim, Eina mitzvah Vikiyom 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 Ella, the Chalos mitzvah, so Vikiyom Kaba Alav Omach HaShemayim, Al Atmo Al Yidei, Zachiras Nitzis Mitzrayim.
So is it right? No, a lot in that line. So what is he in essence saying? Why is there no separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because it's part of what?
Which is Kriyat Shema.
Exactly, because the Rambam counts it as part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and he says it because remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be a kiyum in Malchus Shemayim. And we spelt it out, like we said earlier, because once Yetzias Mitzrayim reminds us of Hashem's hashkacha in the world and his all-powerful abilities to intervene in this world whenever he wants, that proves that he's the one and only God, the Mela, that's what Yichud Hashem is. That's what Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim is all about. And that was going to be Medayik in the Pesukim.
Yesod davar zeh hu mehakra, ani Hashem lokecha masher atzis yestam erat Mitzrayim yostacham lokim, ani Hashem elokecha.
Right, so he's, right, you can say, right, he sandwiches The pasuk sandwiches Yitzias Mitzrayim between Ani Hashem Elokecha and Lios Lachem Elokim Ani Hashem Elokecha, to highlight that it's not just Yitzias Mitzrayim in a vacuum, and it's not just an independent factor. Yitzias Zechiras, Yitzias Mitzrayim is about bringing you to Malchus, to Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. In Mavur, yeah? Right, and that one, and Ani Hashem Elokecha, was actually makor for Malchus, for Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Never haray. Right. So again, very clear that phrase Ani Hashem Elokecha is significant. Right. It's makor for Kabbalah's O Malchus. So therefore, this smichus, right, this juxtaposition between Ani Hashem Elokecha on both ends with Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim highlights that Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim is not a standalone, independent mitzvah, but it's part of this larger picture of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim and Kriyat Shema. And therefore, that's once Kriyat Shema is all about Malchus Shemayim, therefore the value of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim can be part of Kriyat Shema. Im Kain, I was going to come back to our Rambam and be medayik in it. Right. Now it's beautiful. Rambam doesn't need to count Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim independently because it's a chilek in Kriyat Shema. And he said, "Oh, that's now really meduyuk." Very important. And again, it's very important. The only time the Rambam mentions Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim is in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. This is the only time. Right? The only time this mitzvah of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim is referenced is in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Aleph Gimel. So that works out very nicely with this Yisod of the Grach, that Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, it's rather integrates into the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and that's why the Rambam only mentions it in the context of Kriyat Shema. Now the Rav is going to be mosif on it in connection to our, directly connected to our sugya about Kriyat Shema being Gimel Parshios. Right, it's important because the Reb Chaim was just dealing with the Tzias Mitzrayim. He wasn't really dealing with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Rav just pointing out, based on the Yisod of Reb Chaim, right? If you just put two and two together, if Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim, which is in the third parsha, is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema, so then Mimela, you have to assume that all three parshios are d'oraisa. And now the Rav's going to say that's meduyik in the Rambam, that all three parshios are d'oraisa. Right, so what I mean, even if that's the Pshat on the Rambam, like, why is that? Why, if Pshat Lechav Kumecha is only by the first two Parshas, why would the Rambam include the third Parsha? Exactly. So he's going to end up saying that. Oh, so what's the reason to include it? It must be because the theme of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim directly integrates and contributes to, right, the overall theme of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, and therefore it's a perfect, you know, a perfect shidduch to be included within the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Right, because the whole point is that Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim is going to lead you to Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Lachi kasev harabim deshalos parshas shel Kriyat Shema hemidoraisa tzrichim likra midoraisa bedavka parsha zu kimo b'shei parshas ha'achiras shel Kriyat Shema. So Reb Chaim, or say like the Rav's I would say, like the Rav's, you know, Hosafa to Reb Chaim, is clearly assuming that the Rambam holds that all three parshios are Daraisa, because otherwise Reb Chaim wouldn't be able to, you know, include Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, if not for the fact that all three parshios are Daraisa. So you have Aruch HaShulchan and Reb Chaim, both assuming that the Rambam holds that all three parshios are Daraisa. But there's a prominent Achron who disagrees with this prominent Rambam. Who is that prominent Achron? Shagas Aryeh. So let's look at the Shagas Aryeh. Is it something interesting about Aros? Right, the Shagas Aryeh, that's on the first sheet, again, argues with this Shana Rambam. Again, the Shagas Aryeh is the one who holds that how much of Kriyat Shema is Daraisa? Only the first Parsha. So he's not willing to say that the Rambam disagrees. Do you see the Shagas Aryeh? I was like halfway through down the first page. It says, about the MS. It's like, you see, who says yeah? You got it? Yehuda, go for it. So right, after quoting the Prichadash as being the Daik and the Rambam, that, you know, two parshios are Daraisa, this is about the MS. Parshas. Right, the Daraisa says the Shagas Aryeh L'shitaso is only going on the first parsha. That's very important. It's right that line at the end of Halacha Gimel that all three are part of Kriyat Shema. That means the Kriyat Shema of the Takanas Chachamim. Is it that? Stama Shekol Gimel Parshios Bechalzen. Basically, he's saying the Rambam is just telling you that all Dine Kriyat Shema, which obviously the rest of the Hilchos Kriyat Shema can be about, apply Minastam to all three Parshios, because all three Parshios, Midzir Rabbanon, are part of the Mitzvah. Now the Shagas Aryeh is going to have two Rayos to this idea that the Rambam, right, must not be holding that all three Parshios are Daraisa. So Teda Raya number one. Kosov. Stop there for now. Right, so the first Raya is, if you look very carefully, when the Rambam in Aleph Gimel was saying Kriyas Shalosh Parshios Elu, he says, I'll say there Zeh, he nikreis Kriyas Shema. Right, he's focusing on the Seder, right? The Seder which he just referenced in Halacha Beis, and argues the Shagas Aryeh that the Seder or Parshios seems to only be Midzir Rabbanan, because that's why the Rambam, right, he goes on to prove, that's what the Rambam says, the Seder Parshios is not Ma'akif, which Bepashtus, right, again in Perek Beis, Halacha, is it Yud Aleph? Right, it makes it very clear that the in Korin Lema'afreya, right, Beis Yud Aleph, that the Korin Lema'afreya, which is Lo Yatza Midaraisa, that's only by being Korea, the Psukim, out of order. But reading the Parshios out of order, that you are still Yotze. So the Shagas Aryeh argues, right, since the Rambam seems to be referring to the Seder HaDvarim, which is only, since it's not Ma'akev, seems to only be Midzir Rabbanan. So that's a proof that when the Rambam says, oh, Kol Parshios is part of Kriyat Shema, that's only talking about a Midzir Rabbanan level, and that's why he references the Seder HaParshios, which is also only Midzir Rabbanan. So Raya number one of the Shagas Aryeh is that the Rambam here is referencing the Seder HaParshios, which seems to only be Midzir Rabbanan. Again, Gavriel and others during Seder were saying, no, maybe the Rambam holds that the Seder HaDvarim is the Oraisa, but maybe, you know, but yet it's not Ma'akev. You have to work on that a little bit. But if you assume that the Seder HaDvarim is Midzir Rabbanan, so then the Shagas Aryeh seems to have a good Raya. That's Raya number one. Yeah.
What's special about anything I'll say there's a...
Because if the Seder of, right, the Parshios is only Midzir Rabbanan, it seems the fact that it's not Ma'akev, so when the Rambam says Ukriyas Shalosh Parshios Elu Al Seder Zeh, he anikriyas Kriyat Shema, so once he's talking about the Seder, if the Seder is only Midzir Rabbanan, so then his reference to all three Parshios could also only be talking about Midzir Rabbanan.
What was that? The
I mean, the order of in the Parshios, Parshia, right, one, then two, then three, seems to be only in the Drabanan.
Okay.
And the fact that when the Rambam says that all three Parshios, Nikres, Kriya Shema, he references the Seder. He says, Ukriyas Shalosh Parshios, Elu, Al Seder Zeh, Hiya Nikres Kriya Shema. So the reference to the Seder, which is only in the Drabanan, might imply that, that this whole line of all three Parshios is in the Drabanan.
If so, where does Rambam define Kriya Shema with the Raisa?
I mean, the difference between Darais and Drabanan.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah. He does it. That's one of the Aruch HaShulchan's Rayas. That's why I think that's stronger than this Diyuk. But yeah, he doesn't contend with that. Doesn't contend with that. Another Raya that Shagas Aryeh brings, which is also fascinating in light of the Yisoles that we've been talking about. You know, you might skip into the last line. Everyone see the O Nira Li Raya. It's the last line on the first page. Yeah.
The O Nira Li Raya, the
Korchach. Parshas. Mitzvah saseh. Right? The Havada, Ein Ma'akvos. Right. Right. So again, it says the Shach. Sorry, if you the pre chadash, right, or can add the pre chadash. Say it's two parshas d'oraisa. You can add the Aruch HaShulchan and Reb Chaim, who said all three parshas are d'oraisa. If you guys are right that there's more than one parsha which is d'oraisa, argues the Shach. Sorry, then there should be more than one mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Since let's say within the pre chadash, right? Since both parshios are da'oraisa, according to the pre-chadash, and each one is not ma'akev the other, says Shai Zari, they should be counted as two different mitzvos. Two different mitzvos biyom, and then two different mitzvos belayla. So again, the Shai Zari is saying, the fact that the Rambam only counts one mitzvah shows only one parsha. Oh, how would you counter this, Raya? Why, even if two or three parshios of Daraisa, why would you still only count them as one mitzvah? Because thematically, it's all one theme. Once you take the mahalak, we've been developing that the theme of all mitzvahs, the second parsha, and the theme of either all mitzvahs or Yitzias Mitzrayim are all part of the theme, they all integrate into the overall theme of Kabbalah's Omachos Shemayim. So then you can answer up this Raya and say, even if multiple parshios are Daraisa, there's still going to be one mitzvah because one mitzvah of Kabbalah's Omachos Shemayim. They just have different parshios because each one highlights a different element of that theme. Yeah.
Can you also say
it's one pasuk? Well, there are two psukim. There's B'shach twice.
Oh, right.
That's what he's bringing your Ryan from. But if you say that, it's B'shach B'chav twice, but they're both to highlight the same overall theme, then it's one overall mitzvah, Kabbalah's Omachos Shemayim, with different pratim. Parsha number one, parsha number two, and perhaps parsha number three. Yeah.
Does he hold that each one of the dalamim is another mitzvah?
Well, it's a separate study of the dalamim are ma'akim zuetzu. So okay. We paskin that each of the dalamim are ma'akim zuetzu. His whole point is that because here they're not ma'akim each other, that's the only tzad. Meaning the Shagas Aryeh, the only tzad he said, there should be multiple mitzvahs is because each parsha is not ma'akim. The Dalaminim, no one counts them as separate mitzvahs, as far as I know, because we paskin that each of the Dalaminim are ma'akiv zuetzu. Right? You wouldn't just pick up an etro.
What about tzitzis?
What about tzitzis?
Chaylish?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my point is that even...
Yeah, again, that gets into... Yeah, but leave it for now. But generally speaking, if two... The tzad to count as two mitzvahs, it would only be if they're not ma'akiv each other.
I'm not saying
that there are never situations where you would count things as one mitzvah. If they're not mocking each other, again, like we just said, right? Even if they're not mocking each other, if as long as they have the same theme, they're going to be one mitzvah. That's what we're saying against the Shabbos. Okay. Really quickly, because we won't come.
Now, he's assuming that each bishop is going on different stuff. Well, but it's like if you have different
parsha,
like Shabbos or whatever, those are all going on the same thing.
But he's saying each parsha is a distinct kriya.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, like there are different themes, basically, he's assuming, and therefore...
Yeah, he's assuming that al atzad, that both parshas are daraisa, so then the theme of the first parsha of Kabbalah's Omachos Shemayim and the theme of the second parsha of Kabbalah's Omitzvot are two distinct things. But we're arguing, he's like, no, the way to defend all these other mefarshim is say, no, yes, they're two different themes, but they're all part of one theme. Because Omitzvot, it really integrates into Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. So in terms of this Mahalach, that all three parshiyos of Daraisa, we've had Tosvos, we have had the Rambam, and there's one other Rishon, who is that? Sefer HaCharedim. If you look really carefully at Sefer HaCharedim on the Marmukamos, Sefer HaCharedim, when he's formulating the mitzvah Doraisa, running out of time here, he says, Kriyat Shema, anyone have it? Mary, have it right there?
Yeah. Kriyat Shema Boker,
Fine. Right, so again. There are two chidushim here. Number one is that all three parshios are part of the Da'araisa. That's our sugya. The other chidush, which the Ramban agrees to, we'll get back to later, is that Kriyat Shema Baboker and Kriyat Shema Be'erev are two different mitzvahs. That's a separate sugya. Machlokas Ramban Rambam. Rambam counts it all as one. Ramban counts them as two separate mitzvahs. The Sefer HaCharedim agrees with the Ramban in terms of that issue, but that's not our sugya for now. We'll get back to that when we discuss Zman and Kriyat Shema. Good. So far, Adkan, we've had four different versions in terms of the Shir Daraisa. We've had Pasuk Rishon, Parsha Rishona, Shtei Parshios, and three Parshios. But there's one last version of that, a little twist, that there's a chiluk between the Chiyuv and the Kiyum. Right? Difference between the Chiyuv and the Kiyum. So this is originally adopted by the Kiryas Sefer. A beautiful piece, I don't have time to read inside, but the Kiryas Sefer, again, in his commentary on the Rambam, says that even though the Chiyuv Kriya Shema is only, what, Pasuk Rishon, there's a Kiyum Doraisa of Kriya Shema for reading all three Parshios. And he says, what's the parallel that the Kiryas Sefer brings? What's another example of a mitzvah like this, where you have a minimum, but the rest of it is still Talmud Torah? He says, Talmud Torah, you're Mekayim through one pasuk alone, but any further Torah learning that you do is obviously going to be a Kiyum Doraisa. Says the Kiryas Sefer, the Ma'bit. Same thing with the Kriya Shema. The Chiyuv is limited to pasuk Rishon, but the reading of all three Parshios is part of the Kiyum Doraisa. Before we get back to explaining this, one other, right, Mefarish adopts this as well, a little later than the Kiryas Sefer, is the Netziv. Right, the Netziv in the Hamik Shela is commentary on the She'iltos. The Netziv similarly says the same idea and quotes the Kiryas Sefer, that the Chiyuv is Pasuk Rishon, there's a Kiyam even Doraisa by all three Parshios, and Netziv in his Arichos brings, again, parallels to this idea. What are the parallels, mitzvahs that the Netziv brings? And remember? It brings the sukkah. Right? First example is sukkah. Right? The minimum is 2.5 defanos, but yet if you build a sukkah with 4 defanos, all 4 have a shame sukkah on them, and therefore nafkamina for being a usur bahana, etc. Another example after sukkah was birchas hamazon, right? Where his mahalach is, I'm not going to get to it now, that really means d'oraisa, all you need is one bracha. But once the chachamim made 3 brachos, all 3 brachos become a kiyam d'oraisa. And the last example was shofar. Shofar, the minimum chiyuv is 30 kolos, but he says, but once you do 100 kolos, they all are part of the kiyam d'oraisa, and that's how he gets out of the Baal Tosef issue. A lot of Rishonim ask, why is there no Baal Tosef by adding beyond the 30 kolos? So different answers in that sugya. And Sif says, simple answer. There's no Baal Tosef because it's all part of the kiyam d'oraisa. Last ha'ara, what is this idea? Right, Eliyahu asked me, Mayor asked me, what's this idea of the Chiyuv being one Pasuk, but the Kiyam being all three Parshas? Which one is it? The answer is, based on everything we've been saying, once you assume that the Yisod of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, right? So then, you can understand this Chalak, because the Chiyuv, the bottom base to be Mekayim Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, is to say the Pasuk Rishon of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But the rest of the three Parshios, because their themes also connect to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, that's when you can understand why, by reading them, although you don't have to, because they are furthering the Da'araisa theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, they're all part of the Kiyam Da'araisa of Kriyat Shema. So again, based on everything we've been saying, that the themes of Ol Mitzvos and Tzias Mitzrayim are all part of Ol Malchus Shemayim, that you can understand this, right, very unique breakdown of Chiyuv versus Kiyam, because yes, bottom base, you can be Mekayim, you can fulfill the Chiyuv through, say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. But the rest of it is a further Kiyam, even Doraisa, because they further and highlight the theme of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. We'll stop here.